Hachette Audio presents Narcotopia, in search of the Asian drug cartel that survived the CIA. Written and read by Patrick Wynn. Dedicated to all the world's Highlanders. Author's note. Most accounts of the drug trade are told from the law enforcement perspective. There's a reason for this. Drug Enforcement Administration agents who describe their adventures to journalists are often lionized. They might even score a budget hike for their department. But drug traffickers have little incentive to tell their stories. In that profession, running your mouth leads to prison, or worse. The upshot is that most drug war stories sound the same. Valorous detectives battling vile figures, the junkie, the pusher, the kingpin. It is a genre of half-told tales. This book does not presume virtue among anti-narcotics agents or cruelty among traffickers, or vice versa. I've relied heavily on accounts of lawbreakers in the Golden Triangle, some of whom risked their necks to talk to me. Because few of these sources are scrupulous record keepers, I'm forced to lean on their memories. Every attempt has been made to corroborate their oral histories with other witnesses, but in some cases, I can only present recollections as they were told. Police records and anthropological studies of Wa rituals helped me reconstruct scenes. Central Intelligence Agency and DEA documents proved vital. Some are declassified, others acquired by creative means. For clarity's sake, I've sometimes rendered multiple conversations into one, or shifted the order in which certain facts were revealed to me. Most names in this book are genuine, but I've disguised several identities to prevent retribution from either criminals or government agents. These are my caveats. They allow for perspectives seldom heard. Few of the stories in this book appear elsewhere. My goal is to present a narrative that is more expansive and truthful, less monochromatic. There is good and evil in this book, but it mostly resides in the heads of its characters, crusading for honor and power, and always believing themselves more righteous than their enemies. Finally, a note about the term Golden Triangle, which lacks a formal definition. I use it to describe Southeast Asia's drug-producing heartland, a mountainous area almost entirely in Burma.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?